from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Brian Batko. Brian, I've waited all day to get your thoughts on the Aiyuk saga. So let's hear it.
Quite a saga it is indeed, Penny. It all seems a little strange that there's this much buzz swirling about, you know, not Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb. I mean, I think Brandon Aiyuk's really good, but it's sort of strange we're having this much speculation and craziness and wildness about him. And I tend to think the Steelers and Omar Khan, they've probably been interested for a really long time and haven't talked for a really long time, but waiting for the Niners to meet them where they are, and I don't think he's going to do anything rash to make it happen.
Do you agree with that stance that you don't, like right now, if their offer isn't good enough, we don't know what's in the offer, but do you think they should be so desperate that they need to do better in order to get Brandon Aiyuk, and also make sure he doesn't go to Cleveland? Brian.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I was kind of alluding to this earlier, but while I like Brandon Aiyuk and I think he's a really good player, just because other teams are throwing huge bags at wide receivers in this market right now doesn't mean that I think it's good business or a smart move for the Steelers or anybody else.
All right, back here joined by Brian Batko, Post-Gazette Steelers insider. Brian, what was the big story at training camp today?
Well, now I think it's the Brandon Aiyuk rumor swirling so much that it could be a tornado. Hurricane Brandon, man, even the National Weather Service is all over this. But I think today, I mean, Russell Wilson continues to do more. First, opportunity in the 7-shots drill that kicks off every practice, and even through a pass finding George Pickens. So, I mean, we're all keeping an eye on that each and every day. And, you know, we'll see if he plays Friday night against the Texans.
What's
or
your
if they
gut
continue
tell you
to
on
take
that right
slow.
Now?
Probably no. I mean, I feel like until he gets an actual full participation practice and has Mike Tomlin give him a full throated, cleared for business, then I'd say no. And Tomlin was kind of mum on him today afterward.
How about the offensive line developments? I got to ask you about that pretty much every time we have you on. What's the latest on what's going on with the rookies and their chances of breaking into the starting lineup based on how they're practicing, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still early for Troy Faltanu, Zach Frazier. I mean, I think they're going to have a bigger body of work to be judged after this first preseason game. Frazier probably had his most noticeable moment of camp today, Pony, when his Mountaineer brethren, your wife's going to hate to hear this, Beanie Bishop comes in on a corner trying to stop the run, sticking his nose in there like he should do as a little guy, and Frazier just tossed him out of the club like he should do to a little guy. So a couple West Virginia dudes, you know, basically getting their job done, but obviously you're taking the 300-pounder when those two square off.
Brian, what do you think it says about the Steelers' group of wide receivers right now that the team is so aggressive in their pursuit for Aiyuk?
I don't know that much has changed. I mean, I think they've always been, and I don't even know that I'd say aggressive. I think they've always been interested and willing to do this IUP deal. Probably, I mean, the first thing that tipped me off, and it's sort of silly, but I mean, Aiyuk himself tweeting at Mike Tomlin when he's not somebody who's very big on that platform was like, okay, there's got to be some back channeling going on here to let him know that this is a real possibility. So I think they've always been in the game for him, but you know, I imagine at times discussions break off. Niners front office goes back to their corner, Steelers front office goes back to their corner, and I don't know what's precipitating the latest round of the fires being stoked, but I think the Steelers receivers have been fine. You know, Roman Wilson going down doesn't really help, but I always thought he was more in the running to be the three than the two. I just think it's a case of Omar Khan has been pretty consistent since he got this role that if there's a move out there that the value's right, the compensation's right, and they think they've got enough of a need there, he'll go ahead and do it. He'll be aggressive in that way.
What do you think it would mean for George Pickens if they got the deal done with Aiyuk?
That aspect of it is fascinating to me because I thought it was telling him when they traded Deontay Johnson, hey, George, you're the alpha now. You're the guy. You're the top dog. You're gobbling up all the targets. We're streamlining it to you. Even when you're covered, you're still open. Don't worry. Well, this would change that calculation in a major way to bring in Aiyuk. And you know, hey, you'd hope that you're going to be a really two-dimensional, explosive offense with those guys. And
do you think it would turn him into a one-contract guy?
Yes, I do. I don't think there's any way you're getting that business done with George if you're paying Aiyuk what he wants. And even, that would be an interesting dynamic for him the rest of this season and next offseason.
Even with what's happened in Philadelphia and Miami with their two receivers there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think those guys have anybody who's getting paid what T.J. Watt is. And, you know, with T.J. comes up again next offseason and doesn't take a step back.
Ryan, what are you talking about? They got Jalen Hurts and Tua making way more money than Watt on those rosters.
Oh, yes. I mean, they have the quarterbacks. That's true. But the Steelers might need a quarterback next year, Andrew. I mean, that's a big question mark.
Oh, now what are you going to tell us? Is it a Crowley situation where you think Dak's actually a potential? This is a landing spot for him next year?
I don't know, but if this duo of Wilson and Fields doesn't show you much in 2024, then what are you going to do? I mean, who's going to throw the ball to those guys? I saw the punter, Cam Johnston, throw a fake.
People are loving him. He's like the number one guy at camp people keep texting me about.
Really?
Great punter. They love the Johnston punts.
He's good. He's good. But, he had a little lefty throw today on a rollout. So maybe that's the plan C at QB.
All right. Brian Batko with another chapter in Camp Chronicles. Thank you, Brian.
No problem. See you, Pony.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.